Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Trust excellence built on 40 years of experience. Visit zurichcorporate.ie to learn more about the Zurich Master Trust.
The Palestinian flag was raised at Leinster House earlier today following a decision by the government to formally recognise the state of Palestine after a cabinet meeting this morning. The government said it recognises Palestine as a sovereign and independent state and agreed to establish full diplomatic relations between Dublin and Ramallah. It also said that an ambassador of Ireland to Palestine will now be appointed along with a full embassy of Ireland in Ramallah. Just before we came on air, I spoke with Ophir Falk, who's foreign policy advisor to Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. I began by asking him for his reaction to Ireland's recognition of Palestine.
Well, I think it's unfortunate, and it undermines international agreements. It undermines the Oslo Accords, which Norway is part of. And in that sense, it's like recognizing UFOs. There's simply no such thing. There isn't a Palestinian state. It has no borders. It's not a country. It's not a state. And it's unfortunate that it was recognized as such by Ireland. The only way that there will be a Palestinian state is by bilateral negotiations. Once that happens, that could be that's the only way that could happen, in accordance to the agreements that have been already agreed upon.
A foundational principle of the Oslo Accords is a two-state solution. A two-state solution is being put off the table by Benjamin Netanyahu.
Actually, it's not. The Oslo Accords that was signed over 30 years ago said that there will be negotiations between the parties, and that will be. That is one of the issues in the final status agreement. But all that is theoretical, and actually it's kind of delusional.
It's actually kind of delusional. Because
Let me ask you the question.
Because the Taoiseach and the Minister of Foreign Affairs said it is a sovereign decision by Ireland to recognise Palestine. That should be respected.
Well, it's your prerogative to make a mistake, but there is no such thing as a Palestinian state, and it's delusional to suggest that at a time that only a few months ago on October 7th, the Palestinians attacked Israel. The Hamas attacked Israel, the worst attack since the Holocaust, and recognizing a Palestinian state on the backdrop of such an atrocity is in essence, let's call it, a Guinness Book World Record for a prize for terrorism. That's exactly what Ireland did, and I understand you're close to Guinness.
You're conflating Hamas and the Palestinian people. That attack on October the 7th was widely condemned in this country, and this recognises the Palestinian state, but not Hamas as a government. Do you not accept that?
Right. I appreciate that, Carmen, but that was not widely condemned. It actually wasn't condemned at all.
It was.
By the Palestinian Authority. Mm. How on earth can you warrant a Palestinian state to the Palestinian Authority that can't even denounce the murder, the butchering, the burning of babies, the raping of women? And they haven't been able to denounce that to date. And you're giving them a state. You want them to have a state. Now, the state doesn't have any territory. It has no boundaries. It's an illusion, if not a delusion. And I think it's simply not a wise move. But again, it's your prerogative. It's the Irish government. Ireland has a government, and it's their prerogative to make a mistake.
What about the Israeli ambassador to Ireland's threat? It seemed like a threat that this will be met, will be criticised, and some will raise eyebrows. And I'm paraphrasing as Ireland's position as a tech hub. What was that a threat, in your opinion, and do you support that suggestion?
Well, Israel will act in the best interest of Israel, and the fact that Ireland made such a grave, terrible mistake, and in essence gave a prize, or is trying to give a prize to terrorism, I think it's a shame. It's an outrage, and Ireland should be ashamed of itself. But again, we're not threatening anybody. We'll just act in the best interest of our country. What we're doing right now is actually destroying Hamas's military and governing capabilities in Gaza. We're going to free our hostages, and we're going to ensure that Gaza does not pose a threat to Israel and the rest of the civilized world, including Ireland, in the future. That is what we're doing. That's where we're focused right now. That there will be no threat.
You said that Gaza doesn't pose a threat to Israel.
Right. That there will be no threat from Gaza.
Is the threat Gaza or is it Hamas?
The threat is coming from Gaza. The threat is coming from Gaza, which is ruled by Hamas. Now, 80% of Palestinians in Judea and Samaria that you want to turn into a Palestinian state, 80% of the Palestinians there are in favor of what happened on October 7th, of the murder, of the butchering, the babies burning alive.
How do you know?
They're in favor of that. And 57%
of... Ofir, how do you know that?
According to Palestinian polls, I agree with you. We should take all of that with a grain of salt. So it might not be 80%. It might be 85%. It might be 75%. But there hasn't been one Palestinian leader, not one Palestinian leader that has been able to denounce the atrocities of October 7th. And why is that? Because 80% of their population favor those atrocities.
Okay.
Now, the fact that Ireland is contemplating, is interested in giving them a state after these atrocities and after they're not even being able to denounce this, I think it's a mistake.
Okay. Can I ask you?
I think it's a grave mistake.
Can I ask you about another widely condemned atrocity? This is the Israeli attack on Rafah. This is, of course, after the International Court of Justice has called on Israel to halt its military operation in Rafah. This attack caused a huge blaze at a tented area for displaced people, Ofir, in Rafah, and killed 45 people. We have seen images of charred and dismembered children. Eyewitnesses and first responders described pulling children out who were in pieces. Your Prime Minister, Benjamin Netanyahu, said in Parliament that something unfortunately went tragically wrong with the airstrike. Now, a question that was posed by an Irish minister today, Michael McGrath, is how much collateral damage is too much?
So I'd like to, first of all... it's very important to be accurate. One, the ICJ did not tell us to halt our operations in Rafah. They told us not to carry out things that we're not carrying out, regardless. Now, for Israel, every civilian casualty is a tragedy. For Hamas, it's a tragedy. It's a strategy. Now, the IDF is reviewing Sunday night's tragic incident in Rafah. What happened there was after two senior Hamas commanders were targeted by precision weapons, okay? Subsequent explosions occurred nearby. And unfortunately, they claimed the lives of civilians that were situated or were located close by. It turns out that the explosion was apparently caused by Hamas mutations that was stashed next to civilians who, despite IDF urgings, did not relocate to the humanitarian safe zone. And that is not exactly what you said. It's the opposite of what you said.
Ofir.
They were not in humanitarian.
Ofir.
But again, I'd like to say, Ofir, for Israel, every civilian...
You said it's very important.
Every civilian
important
casualty
to be truthful. And the truth does
absolutely
matter. The truth does matter.
Absolutely.
Isn't it the case that it's the Israeli missiles that killed 45 people in Rafah, displaced people? You told them to go there because that they'd be safe.
The opposite is the truth. That's not true. That is absolutely not true.
You told them to go to Rafah from the north.
It's very important to tell the truth. You're right. The incident is being reviewed. All right. It did not happen in the humanitarian safe zone that we urge civilians to go to. Okay. It was apparently caused by Hamas mutations that were stashed near civilians. And it's a tragic incident.
This is in defiance of an ICJ order. And they did indeed. The judge. I have the quote for you.
Carmen, you can say this.
Let me put the quote to you.
No, but you can say it three or four or five times again. It doesn't make it true.
Okay. This is not true. This is from the judge. His words. Israel must immediately halt its military offensive and any other action in Rafah. which may inflict on the Palestinian group in Gaza conditions of life that could bring about its physical destruction in whole or in part. The judge's words, Ophir.
Right, group of Palestinians. Read it again, the last part.
You're in defiance of the order, aren't you? You're in defiance of the ICJ order.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. Israel is in complete compliance with international law.
Any state that Israel is in defiance of international law
is the gold standard.
Isn't that true?
Excuse me?
Any state that's in defiance of international law and ruling is a rogue state.
Israel is working in complete compliance with international law. Complete compliance, 100%. And we're actually setting the standard for urban warfare. Colonel John Spencer, John Spencer of the urban warfare at West Point, number one expert in urban warfare, is saying that no country, no military in military history has carried out such a cautious warlike the IDF.
Name one country that fully supports your operation in Rafah.
This might be difficult to hear.
Name one country that fully supports your operation in Rafah.
Can
you name one country that fully supports your operation in Rafah?
We have overwhelming support from our friends. 80% of the American people. 80% of the American people support Israel.
They've called for Israel.
80%. Okay. Overwhelming majority of the British people. Okay. Overwhelming majority of the people in the free world support Israel.
You can't name
Israel.
One state. We'll leave it there. Foreign policy advisor to Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, Mr. Ophir Falk. Thank you very much indeed.